This is Nick Geyer, the Palouse Pundit, talking about Ed the Viking, Greenland, and global warming. Ed Iverson said it, not us, in his second column rejecting global warming in the Moscow Pullman Daily News. He said that he may be as dumb as a rock, but he's selling himself a little short. Iverson is not dumb, and neither is George W. Dumb people don't get into Yale or Harvard and receive advanced degrees. Iverson and Bush are, however, both incredibly dense and also deluded by political and religious ideologies. Bush and his advisors blindly believe that the free market will miraculously solve the problems of health care, Social Security, and global warming. Responding to Iverson's first column, scientist Peter Kuzmik charged that Iverson had confused cold regional weather with global climate change. In his second column, Iverson blithely ignores Kuzmik's point and gleefully points out that a number of showings of Eeyore Gore's movie were canceled because of severe cold weather. In his first column, Iverson was proud that his Viking ancestors were able to settle Greenland and thrive there during relatively warmer times. In his second column, he failed to acknowledge that several readers had written to explain that this warmer period, as well as the little ice age that followed, was a regional rather than a global phenomenon. Viking Ed could have also verified that the rate of global warming since the Industrial Revolution is 10 times as great as the rate of warming during the medieval warm period between 900 and 1200, which was most likely caused, as one of our local writers stated, by abnormal solar activity and volcanic eruptions. Iverson perhaps did not want to tell us why his ancestors either froze or starved to death in their Greenland settlements in the early 1400s. Every new sod house built consumed 10 acres of already overgrazed land, and the summers for growing winter fodder grew shorter and shorter. Few of any of their livestock were making it through the long, colder winters. Their fanatical bishop warned them that they would go to hell if they fished the well-stocked waters or wore the warm clothing of the natives. Skraling, the Old Norse word for skin, was a term of derision for the skin-clad Inuit, but the fashionable artificial skin imported from Europe failed to keep these domesticated Vikings warm as the temperatures began to drop. Again, these people were not dumb. They were just dense and deluded. As an author in a recent Sierra magazine article on Greenland remarked, adaptation was not a Viking virtue. Iverson is dead wrong when he claims that both Antarctica and Greenland are gaining ice mass. James Hansen, NASA's top climate scientist, reports that each area lost about 52 cubic miles of ice in 2005 alone. Between 2003 and 2005, 100 million tons, billion tons of ice melted off Greenland's glaciers, which amounts to 20 billion tons of fresh water pouring every year into the North Atlantic, where the very delicate Gulf Stream may be significantly disrupted. Greenland's Jakobshavn Glacier has retreated 9 miles since the 1920s, and many bays that used to be frozen are now ice-free all year. The snow line in Greenland once was at 2,000 feet, but now it has risen to 3,300 feet. Finally, I must chide Iverson for his reference to radiocarbon dating as a way of verifying a warmer Greenland. In order to protect their young Earth theory, biblical creationists such as he have always denied the validity of any and all scientific dating techniques. But lack of logical consistency and intellectual honesty is par for the day as the ignorant right rejects professional expertise in all areas of academic investigation. This is Nick Geyer, the Palouse Pundit, requesting that you send your comments to nickgier@adelphia.net or check out my website at www.nickgeyer.com.